It's another hot day across the Northeast. Temperatures this afternoon, again today, are up around or over the 90-degree mark in many spots. The real question is, can we get to a third 90-degree day tomorrow that would officially make this a heat wave? And I think some areas will have a shot at 90 degrees tomorrow. The most likely area for that will be in areas south and southeast of the capital region. The Albany area is going to end up being really close with a high temperature in the upper 80s that could touch the 90-degree mark tomorrow afternoon. And for areas north of Albany, the odds for an official heat wave are quite slim as some cooler air will be working in from the north during the day tomorrow. For now, though, it's hot. It's also somewhat humid across the area. Our dew point temperatures have come up above 60 in many spots today, so you're noticing the humidity, though it's not an oppressive level of humidity that we often do experience during the months of July and August. Moving into tonight, a cold front will approach from the northwest, so we'll call it partly cloudy through the night, and across the North Country, there is going to be the chance for a shower or thunderstorm as the night moves along. It is still going to be mild and muggy with temperatures in the 60s to near 70, so it'll be we'll call it an uncomfortable night for sleeping across the region. Moving into the day tomorrow, that cold front will work its way from north to south across the region, so that might set off a couple of showers or thunderstorms through the day. Tomorrow will not be as hot across the North Country as humidity levels begin to drop, especially tomorrow afternoon. It'll still be quite warm and moderately humid from the capital region on south. And then on Wednesday, we all catch a break from the heat as high pressure builds down from Canada. We're looking for drier air, cooler air as well. Temperatures on Wednesday should be up into the 70s, so that'll feel pretty nice. And that's right around average for this time of year. And Thursday looks to be another nice day. So after a couple of summer-like days to start off the week, springtime returns for Wednesday and Thursday, at least in terms of the weather. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mild and muggy, low 65 to 70. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, turning less humid, high 78 to 86. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mild and muggy, low 65 to 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, turning less humid, high 78 to 86. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, mild and muggy, low 65 to 70, and for tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, hot and humid, with a high around 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy, mild and muggy, low 65 to 70, tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, very warm and humid, with highs in the middle to upper 80s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny, pleasant, less humid, with highs in the 70s, and on Thursday, partly sunny, with highs again in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.